Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
That's one of the things I loved about Dennis is he said, you know, really what we're doing is trying to help people change the way they think about serving others. And it's the story you just shared. It's seeing that need and understanding what the needs are and really trying to meet those needs. And you recognize very quickly that it's not easy. And without God's help, without a soul dependence, reliance on God, it's nothing good happens, and it's just too hard.
Yeah.
But then you see God's provision. One story that just I have to share just briefly is we had a call from some folks in Panama that they were looking for a laminar flow hood, which is this device, you see it sometimes in the movies, that the doctor sticks their hands in to deal with infectious diseases, and they have the rubber gloves, and it confines a disease to an area. And so what was happening in the country of Panama is they were sending their tissue samples to Atlanta, and they would have to wait several days for a turnaround time to see if there was a disease. And so they called us, and they heard about our work, and they said, do you have a laminar flow hood? And we said, you know, we've never got one in all the years we've operated. We've never had one of those, but we'll keep our eyes out, and we'll let you know if we do. Next day, we get a call from Alina. Hey, we have this laminar flow hood. Would you ever have a use for this? And we were just like, and it was a gentleman who's was new in his faith and just said, that has to be God. So
wow.
It was, there are stories like that happening all the time where just this provision, where we just didn't see it. And it really gives you the hope you need to keep going. So.
That is the stuff of miracles. Sarah Groves always says, you know, when we enter into a suffering that's not our own, that's where we see the gospel come to life. Mm. And I think it's just true. Mm. And wow. We just have a moment here before we take a break. But what are some of the ways that enemy comes against you? What are some of the obstacles you face or challenges that listeners, as they hear you, can pray for you about?
Yeah, I one of the biggest is just discouragement. As we've said, it's hard work. You're, as a nonprofit, you're dealing with limited resources. You have limited time, people, finances. And so you have a lot of work to do. And sometimes the weight of that work can press on your shoulders.
Yeah.
So it's that, no, we got to keep going. We got to, as 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, be strong and steadfast and keep going, because nothing is in vain.
Your labor is not in vain.